Hello and welcome to the Rhea Earth Podcast. This is a gateway to your new reality, where you'll find that everything you need exists within you. Today we're talking all things manifestation, and this is probably a part two to the episode I have called Manifesting as the Universe. I wanted to do an updated version of the manifestation episode and really dive deep into some of the things that I've seen work really well in my own life. And I've just seen so many manifestation courses lately that are $997 and even some that range up to $10, $12, $15, $20K for a mastermind. And it's all the same information that is everywhere. And I'm not knocking those programs. I think different things work for different people. But I wanted to just put all of this information into one place for free, because I really think that as universal beings, we should have access to this information. We are creators and infinite. And yeah, I don't want you to spend more money on something that should be free to you. So that's kind of part of my motivation to make this episode. My issue really with a lot of the information or the typical advice that I see in the world is that it is taking this concept of manifestation and making it about this universal force that's giving you what you want, right? It takes the power away from you as a universal being and creator and infinite source of energy. So we're going to approach manifestation from that point of view, really. You are the universe. You can create anything you can imagine. And everything that you've ever wanted to experience is possible. So yeah, let's just dive right in. I'm going to break up today's episode into probably about five-ish parts. So we're going to start with actually why you should probably remove the word manifest from your vocabulary. Manifestation itself is actually maybe a false way to think about it. So we'll dive into what I mean there. We're going to then go into how you can stop chasing your desires and start creating the version of you that already has everything you want. We'll then talk a little bit about the power of your intentions and the role that willpower plays in all of this. Then on to why you shouldn't resist your current or quote unquote old reality and what happens when you do. The role that your actions and expectations play in creating a new reality. And lastly, I'll kind of end with the best books that I've read on manifestation so you can dive deeper down your own path of investigation here. I want you to remember before we get started, you know, as always, these are just ideas that have helped me. So you have to take what resonates with you and what works for you in your experience. These are concepts that you should apply in your own life and test them out and see what happens. I can give you this information, but it's up to you to put it to use in your life. And something I want to just be super clear about too is I am not a guru or a teacher here. I am just a messenger with information that you'll use to create your reality. So you don't need me because you are me. You are the universe. I am the universe. I might be just a few steps ahead of your learning, but I am the same universal consciousness that you are. So any change that you experience through the concepts that we talk about today are 100% of your own doing. And really, my number one goal in creating this episode and creating any of the content I do is to make myself irrelevant very quickly. I want you to feel like you are in control of the changes and the magic in your life. You are the creator. You are the one with the power here. So just remember that as we dive in. All right, so we're going to start with the idea that really, I think, is the most important. And that is, I want you to stop trying to manifest and start creating realities. You don't need to manifest what already exists within you. So as this universal being you are everything. Everything already exists. Every version of your human body and mind already exists. Every reality you can imagine already exists. If the universe is truly infinite, there can be nothing outside of it. So every reality you can imagine already exists. So it's as simple as tuning to a specific TV channel to experience the reality you want to experience, right? As universal consciousness, you're not going to watch every single channel at once. That would be madness. It would be insanity. You want to tune to the show that you want to see. And that's actually how you can also think of your specific body and mind. You exist in this very specific body and mind that has had a set of experiences that are also very specific that shape the filter and the lens that you're viewing the world with. So the way you see the world is based on your filter. And so I want you to remember really that with manifestation, or let's even just remove that altogether and say creation, there's no outside force waiting to give you what you want. You don't need to co-create with the universe. You are the universe. You are the creator. You're the source of all creation. And I'm not talking about your individual body and mind here, but the infinite universal consciousness that is your true being, that thing that we share together. So instead of manifesting something into being, you're going to shape the identity of your human body and mind into the version of you that exists in the reality you want to experience in the physical world. And this brings us to part two, which is your identity creates your reality. And this is why I say that instead of chasing your desires, you should create the version of you that already has everything you want. You don't see the world as it is. You see the world as you are. So it's like you're wearing these rose-colored glasses, or, you know, chartreuse-colored glasses, or teal green, right? It's tuned so specifically to what you've experienced in the world and what your beliefs are. That's how you're going to see the world around you. So this applies to the entirety of the reality you experience, because your brain is a pattern-matching machine, and it has the power to match huge patterns. This is what people refer to when they talk about the reticular activating system. So RAS, it's that idea of, you know, when you buy a new car, you see that new car everywhere. When you try and think of a color, you see that color everywhere. If I were to say, you know, look around you right now and find yellow in the room, you would easily be able to pick out every little piece of yellow that you see. And so your brain does this on the micro and macro scale. So it's not just colors or cars. It's huge patterns of thinking and interacting and being. If you put something out into the world that you want to see, or you start looking for something, your brain is going to look for patterns to match it. So if you put the idea out in the world that you want to be up on stage, you know, speaking to millions of people, your brain is going to look for ways that will bring you closer to that goal. It will look for confirmation and ways that will bring you to a place where you are speaking on stage. You'll meet somebody who is a public speaker, or you'll take a class, or you will find content recommended to you in your algorithms across every platform that is based around public speaking. It really is, you can actually think of your brain as any social platform's algorithm, right? You're going to see more of what you are looking for. And so in your life, that's huge. You know, if you are believing and looking for all these opportunities to bring you towards what you want to become, your brain is there to support you. Your mind and body are there to create that reality for you. This works on your physical body and beliefs as well. So if you believe you're a procrastinator, you will always procrastinate. If you believe that you're an amazing public speaker, you will be an amazing public speaker. You will find opportunities to speak. So in order to create the reality you want to experience, you have to configure your filter, your body and mind, to see the reality you want to see. And you can change the surface level patterns and habits, but that will be temporary. This is why people who start to try new habits without actually changing their identity from within, that's why they can never stick to the habits. If you're like forcing yourself to be on a diet or to work out every day, but you don't actually believe that you are the kind of person who works out, or you believe that it's possible to change your behavior patterns, then you won't be able to stick with those things. It's almost like building a house that will last for centuries, right? You have to start at the foundation, the foundational level of who you believe you are. And that's why this idea of you are the universe experiencing itself from one specific perspective is the most powerful foundation you can have to create the reality you desire. Because that is like the key that unlocks everything below it. If you believe you are a universal being and the creator of everything around you and you have agency in your life, then you will create your life. If you believe that you have to wait for external things to change your reality, then you're always going to be relying on external things. Again, your identity and who you believe you are is the most important thing you can focus on and you can change. If you believe you're limited, the reality you create will be limited. If you believe you're infinite, the reality you create will be infinite. What you want to experience in any given reality is the internal feeling anyway. So you have to start and create from the inside out. You have to start from within and then work from there, from in out versus out in, if that makes sense. So this brings me to part three here, and that's the importance of your intentions and how this is related to willpower. I think getting clear on what it is you want to create is incredibly important because as the universal consciousness you are, your word is your will. And willpower is not just this idea of resisting temptation. To me, it's reality creation. It's building something from nothing. I am willing this into existence because I write it. I believe it. It is my reality and I am bringing it into the physical world. And I think desire can be helpful here. So like if there's something that you really want, that can be a helpful motivator to create the reality. But I also want you to remember that as the universe, anything that exists, exists within you, right? This is why I say everything you need exists within you as the universe. That could probably be a second part of that line that I say. So desire, I think the way that we use it now is like, I don't have that thing, I need to create that thing. But if you're starting from the universal point of view, you already are that thing. It's a matter of shifting your attention to it and bringing that reality into the physical. So you can use desire to pull you towards this reality, but ultimately that feeling of desire or craving or wanting or, you know, looking for something that is outside of you will fall away as you continue to reaffirm and recognize that you are an infinite universal being creating whatever reality you want. Another way I like to think about desire is through the lens of time, or I guess lack of time, really. We know that we exist in the eternal now. Time is an illusion. There's no past or future. Everything already exists. So if that's the case, your desire or your intuition is an indication of a path you've already walked, a path that already exists for you. And I like to think those really strong desires are indicators of paths that lead you to maybe the most harmonic or resonant version of yourself. It's not a matter of the highest and best timeline, but it's more like the expression of you that is most in harmony with the world around you. So that can be another way to kind of reframe your desires. Now, I think one of the most important things that you can do when starting to work on this reality creation process is to write an intentions list, a clear intentions list of what it is you really want to create, but write it in past tense. And I think it's really important that you write it in past tense because even though we know time is an illusion, there's no past or future, your human body and mind does function with the concept of time. It's what we've been conditioned to do. So if you can give it helpers along the way, you know, that framing through the reality that this thing you want to create has already happened helps you actually believe that it can happen, if that makes sense. And your list can really be big and small things. So it can be, I spoke to a crowd of 10 million, or it can be as little as I met an interesting person today, or I had a really great cup of coffee. Big and small, I think it's important that you write your intentions out in a stream of consciousness way, you know, just allow the things to come through that resonate with you and feel exciting to you. And the thing that that past tense framing does for you is really allow your mind and body to experience a taste of the reality that you want to know more of. This is even more powerful than visualization because you're convincing yourself that this already happened. So you are already there. You are already in this state where the reality you're creating exists in the physical world. The other thing that's really important here is that we know confidence is built off of action. So proof that you are who you say you are. And when you write things in the past tense like this, your intentions in the past tense, it cements that you have done these things in your mind. You know, it can't tell the difference between reality or visualization. And so when you're writing in the past tense like this, you believe that you have done these things on some level. And a lot of manifestation advice will say, you know, begin at the end and act as if and all of that. And I think this takes it one step further. This is beyond the end. So you know and you have confidence that you can create the thing that you're writing. You're creating the feeling of having accomplished the thing even before you start, which is what will ensure that it will actually happen for you. So for example, if you want to be a writer, start with what it feels like to have written a novel. Or whatever it is you want to write. How does that feel? And create from there. And then you're just kind of following your desire, following your intuition, allowing it to unfold through you because you already know that reality exists. And I think it's really important that your intentions here are clear. So it might not be specific in terms of, I want a specific car or I want this specific looking house, right? But it's specific in terms of how you will feel. Like, how will you feel when you've reached this moment that you're going after? And that's really powerful because the thing that you're after is the feeling. You could care less if you had a car, but you felt terrible, right? You want to feel good. So starting with the feeling really is one of the most powerful things, and writing that intentions list in the past is super, super important. So definitely give that a try. On to, I guess this is part four now. I'm not sure. I'm not really keeping track, but rejecting an old reality and or your current reality and how that plays a part in your creation. So when you reject an old reality, you're re-emphasizing that it's important to you. So if you're working on creating this new reality and then experience something that you have seen over and over again. So if there's a very particular pattern in your mind where you feel frustrated when you start writing, if that comes up again, you have to react to it in a different way. Instead of saying to yourself, oh man, this is here again, and I am obviously not creating a new reality because these feelings are coming up again. No. Those situations in your current or quote unquote old reality are coming up again so that you can address them as this new version of you, this new identity, this new reality that you're creating. So use them as a trigger really to practice being this version of you that you're creating. And when I think about this, I mean, I think the only way that you'll have proof that things have really changed and you can confirm these new beliefs you're creating is if you encounter the same situation and actually behave differently. To create a new reality, you have to be a new human. You are what creates your reality. It's inside out, not outside in. And so if you're in a state of resistance, you'll not be able to see or receive this new reality. If you're consciously trying to force and consciously create, you're not allowing it to come in. And really, resisting an old reality or current reality is harder than allowing a new one in. You have to actively be holding back against this old reality or the new reality you want to create versus just relaxing back into this version of you that, again, has everything that you want. And I want to kind of talk a bit about expectations here. So the idea of having expectations and kind of waiting for something. And this concept of waiting or having an expectation is really, again, affirming that the reality you're creating is not real. You're waiting for something to show up, expecting it to show up, instead of just saying, oh, it's written. I wrote my intentions list. It'll be here. It's showing up. I just have to move through life as this new version of myself. And that waiting, in a way, reinforces the belief that you are not a universal, infinite being creating the world around you. It is waiting again for this outside force to give you what you want. So if you need to reaffirm the reality you're creating, write your intention list again. Rewrite it every day if you have to, but don't sit around waiting for something to appear. You are the creator. The moment you wrote your intentions, you created a new reality. You brought it into being. All right, and the last part here is the relationship between action and manifestation or reality creation. So remember, the new reality is created from inside out, not outside in. So to experience different things, you have to do different things. Following your intuition, your enthusiasm, your excitement is what will shift you onto the path. You wrote your intentions, and now it's time for you to follow them. You are the only one that can create your reality. Don't wait for an outside force to change it. You are not separate from your desire. So what you can do is look for confirmation of the intentions that you wrote and follow that intuitive path. There's no shortcuts or hacks here, really. Physical reality is physical reality, so you have to follow through on your intentions and take action in order to create in the physical world. And as you're focusing on the process of being and creating and moving through and following your intuition, you will at that same time fall in love with the process of creation. As humans, we try and create shortcuts for ourselves, but the reality here is that you have to fall in love with the process of creating the reality you want to experience, because the outcome is not going to give you the feeling you're looking for. And so if you put your head down, continue to create, continue to love the process of creating, one day you'll look up and realize that you've created the thing you desire, but you already have been grateful and happy in the feeling state you were after. So when your desire arrives, you don't even need it. This is why I say that life is about the creation of joy, not the search for it. It's entirely cliche, but life is about the journey, not the destination. Otherwise, we would be born and die in the same day. What's the purpose of life if we are only searching for outcomes? Life is the process. Your life is your purpose. Your process is your purpose. All right, so I know that was a lot of information for one episode, and I probably will turn this into some kind of written guide or something like that that will help you digest these ideas a bit more. But I wanted to kind of get all the ideas out there, see what resonates with you, and have you experiment with some of these ideas. I would love to hear, you know, how it goes for you. If you try working with any of these ideas, let me know how it goes. I would love to hear about it. And if you want to do any kind of deep diving on your own in terms of reading and research, a lot of the books that I took inspiration from today really were pivotal in pulling these ideas together. So number one, Parallel Universes of Self by Frederick Dodson. Number two is Reality Transurfing by Vadim Zeeland. Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz is a huge one, specifically around self-concept. Of course, anything by Neville Goddard, The Power of Awareness, is a good place to start. and then The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn. So all of these books will give you, you know, little sparks of inspiration, and you may be able to take things one step further when you read them on your own. So I definitely want to hear again how it's going for you as you try these things out. Well, that is it for today. I am going to be working on a few new episodes in the next couple weeks here around how to be decisive, procrastination, and then probably something around trust and control. But if there are any other topics that you'd love me to cover, definitely let me know. I always want to create things that are as useful as possible for you and help you explore yourself and your being and your reality. And always remember, everything you need exists within you.